Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in cantoral and all the other good Jewish music, a little Yiddish, a little Israeli, a little Hasidic, of course, with Hanukkah coming up tonight. In a few days. Tonight we'll be playing a lot of Hanukkah selections, some of your favorites, some new takes on some of your favorites, which I think you'll enjoy, or I hope you'll enjoy. In the background, we hear the opening theme of Tzeina Tzeina. Hope you had a good week. And, you know, one of the things that many of you have asked me, how can you help? And one thing that you can do is pass the word on to your friends. Now, if you're listening to this as you are on your computer, I know that you have a tremendous email list. So when you're done listening to this, whether you're listening live tonight or whether you're in your office tomorrow or next week, sitting at your desk, when you're done, why don't you just go to your wonderful, wonderful list of friends and send them a note saying, just very simply, I recommend that you tune in to www.charliebernhout.com for some great Jewish music. That's it. Just one or two sentences. That is what you can do for me, because I'm interested in seeing that as many people as possible can enjoy this music as you are enjoying it and as I am enjoying giving it to you. So let's get on with some Hanukkah selections. And the first one is from the Moscow Jewish choir. And appropriately, it's a Hanukkah. This is getting you in the mood because we got a lot of good Hanukkah music coming up. But I do want to make a point that many of you are looking for presents to give to your children and to your relatives. And I would recommend that one of the best gifts that you can give is something to start them on their own Jewish music collection. And there's so much good Jewish music that is available. So you can go to any of the Jewish bookstores that are around, or mostly music on 13th Avenue, and you'll be able to go in. Of course, Beryl is there. He could tell you which recordings might be the best to get someone started on their own Jewish collection. But I will tell you, it will be something that will be appreciated over the years. As I've told you many times, I did not discover Jewish music until the age of 41. And can you imagine if someone had given me some recordings when I was 10, 11, or 12, and I would have gotten the bug at that age? Who knows? I'd have 22,000 records by now, or none. Who knows? Okay, let's get back to Hanukkah music. And this is Mor Oz Tzur coming up.
Thank you.
There are so many wonderful recordings of the Chanukah brachas, but one of my favorites is the one that we'll hear right now. And you can guess who it is, yeah? Okay, it's Jan Pierce. Isn't that beautiful, Jan Pierce with the Chanukah brachas? Well, the first selection, Moos Tzur, and this next selection are from an album Hooked on Chanukah. Let's hear Al Hanisim, Hooked on Chanukah.
I am in my
Was Hooked on Hanukkah with Al Hanisim. Okay, a couple of selections from Paul Zim's album on Hanukkah. Let's start with Chag Yafeh. This is Paul Zim.
Chag yafe kol kach, or chaviv misaviv gile yeled rach. Chanukah, Chanukah, sevivon sof sof, sof sof sof, sof sof sof, manaim vatov. Chanukah, Chanukah, ein chalom bli esh, levivot sufkaniyot bechol bayit yesh. Chanukah, Chanukah, chag chaviv meot, shiruna. Zamruna utzeu lirkod Chanukah, Chanukah, chag yafe kol kach Or chaviv misaviv gile yeled rach Chanukah, sevivon sof sof, sof sof sof, sof sof sof, manaim vatov.
Paul Zim coming up now with Sov Sevivon.
Sov, sof sof, sof sof, sevivon, Mirushalayim legivon, legivon. Sovat betel umisham leIsrael Sham kehal chalutzim B'machon kulam yotzim Sov, sov, sevivon Rutsa utsa lekivon Sov, 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 sov Sevivon Mirushalayim Legivon, legivon Sovat betel umisham leIsrael Kehal chalutzim, b'machon kulam yotzim Sov, sov, sevivon, rutsa utsa legivon
Sof Sivivon. And the next selection is the classic, I Have a Little Dreidel. After this, we're going to play one particular selection, and then you're going to hear some very, very different I Have a Little Dreidel selections. I hope you're ready for that. Okay, let's hear I Have a Little Dreidel. This is the classic one.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. It has a lovely body, with legs so short and thin. And when it is all tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 with legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. My dreidel is always playful, it loves to dance and spin. A happy game of dreidel, come play now, let's begin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it loves to dance and spin. Oh, dreidel, 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 come play now, let's begin.
Well, that's the classic one. We're going to hear one selection, and then after that, some different versions of I Have a Little Dreidel. And Sol, I hope you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. And again, thank you for being the keeper of the faith and making sure that the program is coming through loud and clear. Many, many thanks. This is Bensian Miller with the Chanukah Licht. Bensian Miller, great chazan from Bethel at Borough Park.
Ihr der erzählt Geschichtelech, Meiselech, Meiselech und Zoll. O ihr kleine Lichtelech, ihr der erzählt Geschichtelech, Meiselech, Meiselech und Zoll. Ihr der erzählt von Blutigkeit, Berjeschaft und Mutigkeit und Mutigkeit. Wunder, Wunder von Amor. Wunder von Amor, Wunder von Amor. Wenn ich sehe euch schminklen dick, kommt a holle me finklen dick, rät ein alter Träum. Wenn ich seh euch schminklen dick, kommt a holle me finklen dick, rät ein alter Träum. Id, du hast gekriegt amol, id, du hast gesiegt amol, gesiegt amol. Gott, Gott, du's gläubig kaum, Gott, du's gläubig kaum, Gott, du's gläubig kaum. Oh, ihr kleine Lichterlöch, eure Geschichtelech, wecken auf mein Pein. Oh, ihr kleine Lichterlöch, eure Geschichtelech, wecken auf mein Pein. Tief in Herz bewegt es sich, sich und mit Tränen fragt es sich, fragt es sich, was wird jetzt der sein, was wird jetzt der sein, was wird jetzt der sein.
Ben Sian Miller with the Chanukah Licht. Okay, now, what I'm coming up with is something rather different. I just have to tell you, it's a little different. I doubt that many of you have heard these versions of I Have a Little Dreidel, but we're going to have a little fun, and Saul and Mickey, Julian and Simcha, I'm curious as to your reaction, and Jonathan, I know you're going to like this. I know you're going to like it. So you'll let me know, I'm sure. But let's hear first a calypso, a calypso version of I Have a Little Dreidel.
Thank you.
A little different, wouldn't you say? And quite enjoyable, I think. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, it was a little different. But if you think that was different, wait till you hear the next two selections. And Jonathan, Joe Daba, I know you're going to like this next one. This is sung by, let's see, who is this sung by? Michael Gelbart. Very, 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 very different. Here it comes.
I have a little cradle, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, cradle, I shall play. Oh, cradle, 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 oh, I made it out of clay. Oh, cradle.
Are you still with me? You mean you didn't shut it off yet? Well, maybe you will after this next one. But stay with me. Stay with me. This is another last version of very different version of I Have a Little Dreidel. And these are Cantor's Propis, Mizrahi, and Finkelstein at a live Hanukkah concert, as you can hear.
Oh, it has.
you're still with me? Okay, look, you're supposed to have a little fun, aren't you, on Hanukkah? A little fun. Of course, we celebrate victory, and we'll talk perhaps more about victory later. But let's get back to regular music, and let's hear Shimon Kugel from his new album, and this is Shiru Lashem. Shimon Kugel, a favorite of mine, yes.
Shiru Lashem, Shir Echodo, Shiru Lashem, Kol Horetz, Shiru Lashem, Shir Echodo, Shiru Hashem kol ha'aretz shiru la'Hashem shir chadash shiru la'Hashem kol ha'aretz shiru la'Hashem
Shimon Kugel from his new album, and he certainly is very good, isn't he? I always enjoyed Shimon. Well, if you've been listening to this program for the past many months, you know that I've had a running marathon for L'cha Dodi. What I mentioned was that several months ago when I returned to the air, if you will, and I started going through my collection of old records and some CDs and tapes, I noticed that there were so many different versions of L'cha Dodi. Oh, perhaps I had 30, 40, 50. I keep coming up with many others, but I just decided I had put this grouping together about 3 or 4 months ago, and tonight it will come to an end. I'm going to play two more versions of L'cha Dodi. And in the forthcoming weeks, I'm going to have a new marathon. Not quite as extensive as L'Chod Odi, but Adon Olam. There's a lot of different versions of Adon Olam. But let's hear the last two versions for this long-running marathon of L'Chod Odi. And a favorite group of mine, as many of you who have heard my programs over the last 30 years, you know that I'm very, very high on the Malofskys. And let's hear their version of L'Chod Odi.
L'Chod Odi L'Krasolo Pene
enjoyed the Malofskys. That was Shmuel Malofsky and his daughters. Let's hear Moshe Shure. This is the last of L'chod Dodi for now. I'm not saying it was the last forever, but we will be hearing Moshe Shure coming up now with the last version for now of L'chod Dodi. Okay, a little different. We've been playing some different music tonight. We're entitled. Okay, I talked about our victory. At Hanukkah, we celebrate victory, the word victory. What about the word victory? I think that Carolyn Glick's column in the Jerusalem Post this week, Not in Their Vocabulary, and the headline is Obama, like Olmert and Barack before him, does not know the meaning of the word victory. Last week, a noncommittal, clearly unhappy President Barack Obama announced his plan to deploy an additional 30,000 U.S. forces to Afghanistan and then withdraw them in 18 months. So I'm going to skip down to this next comment. It is hard to imagine fighting with decisiveness under a commander-in-chief whose vocabulary does not include the word victory. In Israel, the refusal of successive governments to fight its jihadist enemies to victory has served to demoralize the public by making it believe the IDF is incapable of truly protecting the country. The path that Obama has now embarked upon in Afghanistan will likely have the same impact on many Americans. This posture of weakness and helplessness will be sharply contrasted with the emboldened stance of America's enemies. And then she concludes, I'm skipping around a little bit on her column, but the last paragraph. What is absolutely certain, however, is that until both Israel and the United States change course and defeat their enemies, we will not be safe. Moreover, we must recognize the infuriating fact that even if both countries decide to defeat their enemies, their embrace of victory will come too late for the soldiers killed in futile and pointless battles and for the civilians murdered in terror attacks that could have been prevented. This is from column one, Caroline Glick, in this week's Jerusalem Post. Well, last night, Helen and I were in Westfield, New Jersey, at the home of Sharon and Gary Goldner, and we heard a speaker by the name of Aaron Pulver. And this is fascinating. I just want to tell you that I had lunch today with a friend of mine in from Israel, and he had brought a friend. And I happened to discuss with him what I'm going to be discussing with you in the next couple of minutes. And the friend said, Mati, I never heard of this. And he shook his head and he said, well, it's true. And why haven't you heard about it? Well, that's a different issue. Here's what's going on. In the Galilee and in the Negev, Jewish landowners, particularly farmers, are having their farms and their equipment and their cattle stolen, and their barns and homes are burnt down. And then what happens is, because in many instances they've had to borrow money for equipment and so forth, and there is no insurance on this, they are forced potentially to go into bankruptcy. But the next day, there's a knock at the door, and an Arab is standing there. And let's say the property was worth $1 million. They offer them $1.5 million in cash, to buy their land. And this is what's happening in the Galilee, and this is what's happening in the Negev. Now, where is this money coming from? Take a guess. You're right, Saudi Arabia. And where does Saudi Arabia get the millions and millions of dollars to hand out to purchase Jewish land for Arabs? Well, you know, it's from our oil money and the billions and the billions and billions. So this is what's happening in Israel before our very eyes. This is a further decimation of the country. And as many of you who are aware of the original UN partition plan in the 40s, the original plan gave the Galilee to the Arabs. And it was only through the War of Independence that Israel was able to get the Galilee. It's unfortunate that Galilee, the majority of the population there is Arab, and this goal of purchasing more land is clearly designed to eventually demand that the Galilee become part of, God forbid, a Palestinian state. By the way, I'm going to be making this comment many, many times during the future broadcasts, and I hope that you will take heart and that you will heed what I'm saying. It is clear that a Palestinian state will be another Arab terrorist state. If there is anything clearer, there is nothing more clear of that fact. We saw what happened in Gaza. The Jews pulled out, the Israelis pulled out with the hope of democracy or some sort of sanity taking place there. And what did we get? Hamas, terrorists. And God forbid, if a Palestinian state is ever formed or if the Jews give up sovereignty in the West Bank, I don't like calling it the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, it will be a terrorist state. The fact is, there is no such thing as democracy in any Arab country. So why should we assume that there would ever be a democracy in, God forbid, a Palestinian state? Again, I want to repeat, every person with any intelligence can be sure and certainly understands that, God forbid, if a Palestinian state is ever formed, it will be a terrorist state. And it's dedicated to the destruction of the state of Israel. And we know this. This is a foregone conclusion. So why should we be so anxious to form an Arab terrorist state right on the borders of Israel, another Arab terrorist state, if you will, that is certainly quite a mystery. And just in case you missed this, this was from Catherine Fryer. White House gate crashers Michelle Salahi and Tariq Salahi have ties to terrorist sympathizers. This is an email that I just got. You would think Michelle and Tariq Salahi's 15 minutes of fame will be up by now, but sadly not. Information is now surfacing that the Obama White House gatecrashers have ties with a terrorism apologist who, it just so happens, is a close friend of Barack Obama. Those attention-hungry Salahis, that harmless little couple gatecrashing, have ties to Rashid Khalidi, a pro-Palestinian professor who makes excuses for terrorism and is one of the, quote, many pals of Barack Obama. And get this, the gatecrashing Salahis and Obama have known each other for at least 5 years. Columbia University professor Rashid Khalidi, chronically critical of Israel, has made many statements over the years supportive of Palestinian terrorism. He has even reportedly worked on behalf of the PLO, which the State Department has labeled a terror group. Apparently, Tariq Salahi, who is a Palestinian national, served on the board of the American Task Force for Palestine, the ATFP, which is a pro-Palestine lobby group that demands the right of return for all Palestinian refugees and their descendants. Coincidentally, Khalidi served as its vice president alongside of the American bashing president of that group, Ziad Asali. And it just goes on and does the information that the White House gatecrashers having ties to a terrorist sympathizer, Rashid Khalidi, does that shock us? Does it shock Catherine Fryer? No. This is not in the age of Obama. It doesn't seem as if anything will shock us. Okay, let's see. We have time for, do we have time for one more selection? Let's see. I didn't realize the time was so short. We'll hear the beginning of a particular selection. This is Dov Levine with Boruch Kel, and we'll hear the rest of it in the forthcoming weeks. Dov Levine coming up.
Summer.